That is all right. I think he will get some good out of the practice. I know that I do. But here is where the trouble comes in. He goes on to say that he is a faithful disciple of mine, and is content to sit at the feet of the teacher. Now, if you will pardon the slang, I must say that such talk makes me tired. I wish no disciples. Disciples are mere parrots repeating what one says, mere human sheep trotting along after some conceited old bellether. I do not wish to pose as a bellether, nor do I wish a flock of human sheep trotting after me. I want every one of my fellow students of mental science to be his own bellether. I like comradeship and mutual help, the help of interdependence. But I don't like this talk of master and disciple, of leader and follower, this talk and idea of dependence. As for sitting at anyone's feet, the idea arouses all the spirit of independence within me. I don't want to sit at anyone's feet, and I don't want anyone to sit at mine. I am willing and often glad to listen to some teacher and to pick from his teachings such bits of truth as my mind is ready to receive. I am willing to say, I don't know, and to accept from others that which appeals to me as truth, not because the other says that it is truth, but because my mind recognizes it as such. I take my own wherever I find it, because I recognize it as mine. I know that all students and teachers get their knowledge.